I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Today, change the way you pray. Don't pray for what you need. That's already been promised. Pray bigger. Maybe that's all God is waiting on. This comes from a book entitled Nuggets by Day and Gems by Night, written by a very good friend, Bishop Rudolph W. McKissick, Jr., who is the senior pastor of Bethel Baptist Institutional Church located in Jacksonville, Florida. He serves in teen ministry with his father, where over 9,000 souls have been added to the ministry that brings the active discipleship to over 12,000. I'd like to share some thoughts and insights from the mind of Bishop McKissick. Listen to this portion of his book entitled, There is No Wasted Season. The calling of Moses to me, writes Bishop McKissick, is one of the most powerful call stories in all of the Word of God. One of the things that I know about God is that when God issues a call, God calls the right person at the right time. For 40 years, Moses had lived in the courts of Pharaohs. He was highly trained in the skills of the elite. He appeared to be destined for greatness, but now he finds himself in a condition and context that is beneath what he seemed to be destined for. Moses now, writes Bishop McKissick, as a result of a decision, finds himself banished to insignificance in the desert, where his companions are sheep and his prospects are dim. Moses makes a mistake and finds himself on the run, but 40 years later, God visits Moses. In spite of the time that has gone by, God visits him. In spite of the wrong that he has done, God visits him. In spite of his solitude, God visits him. In spite of where he now finds himself, God visits him. When God has a plan for your life, it cannot be stopped because of one mistake. When you read the story of where Moses ends up and what he ends up doing, you will discover a powerful point. He is called to bring the people out of Egypt, which means he is called to shepherd the people. He is called to be a shepherd. When you see what he is doing, when God finds him, you will see that what God calls him to is something that he's been doing the whole time. The one who is to become the shepherd of God's people undergoes training in the Midian desert. Can I tell you something? Asked Bishop McKissick. Nothing that you go through has been wasted time. Everything that God has allowed you to go through, you went through to train you for the assignment God has on your life. Every person you have encountered, every place that you have been, every tear that you have cried, it was not wasted. God was training you for your destiny. God has been shaping your character through circumstance and situation. God has been molding you through this season. I don't care what it is you are facing right now, says Bishop McKissick. Even if it seems you have gotten off track, I declare to you as you end this devotional lesson, I have learned in 4 months of confinement, this is not a wasted season. When God gets through with this season, you'll be ready to produce on levels you've never imagined. Pick up the book today. Nuggets by Day and Gems by Night. Listen to these thoughts and insights and this testimony by Bishop Rudolph W. McKissick, Jr. Read the book today. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This has been your wake-up call.